Brandon Jackson performed very well last year in the Pittsburgh game, particularly in protection. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it. They have, you know, the 3-4 scheme and the ability to try to create matchups with their linebackers or their playmakers on back. So there's going to be a point in this game where our running backs are going to have to close the door under pressure. So Brandon and really the whole group is excelling. Actually, James Starks is off to a very good start for a young player. But Brandon Jackson played very well in that game last year.
Who ran an outside linebacker with the team today?
I'm sorry?
Who worked outside linebacker with the team today with Eric out and Frank limited?
Frank Zombo practiced today for the first time. I'm going to hold Eric Walden until Wednesday's practice down in Dallas. I'm just going to give him this full weekend to recover. So we just rolled the rest of our guys. You know, Francois and Briggs, I mean, just the normal.
Now that you're back on the practice field, does it set in a little bit more that you're preparing for the Super Bowl?
It was great to get back to football, no question. It was great to be on the field today. We actually had a very good practice. We had finished 13 minutes early, so that tells you something about the tempo. We didn't have any repeated plays in the team period, so that's very good for Wednesday type practice. I know it's Friday, but it's Wednesday on our schedule, so I was very pleased with the practice today.
Like, is it kind of not to get the guy, not to, for them in their practices this week to sort of get towards a game level where they're really excited during the week? Do you have to sort of tone that down a little, or do you want them to just practice?
Well, just like everybody, you talk to a lot of people. The energy before the game to build up to it, you have to be conscious of it. I definitely feel that the 4 days off from being on the field really, really helped our players. Just very, very positive in the communication with them to, you know, obviously take care of their personal responsibilities, but get a chance for their bodies to recover. But I really like the way the schedule is laid out. Practicing shells today, because anytime you have an extended period off, come off of a bye week, your risk for, you know, muscle strains is a little higher. So it's important to be smart with today's practice, and we'll build up to, you know, to a normal practice on tomorrow. So, but I don't see the too much energy to be an issue.
Michael, I'm sure you're not caught up in the history of these two teams, but have you thought about who these teams are, what they've done, and does it add anything?
I'm well aware of the history and have a great appreciation for it. But I'm in the middle of a preparation and a preparation for victory, and that's really what my mindset is all about, and that's what we talked about as a football team. It's everybody understands what's going on around us, but we're preparing to win a football game, and it's an imperative that we keep our focus on that.
I know it's kind of a broad question. There's a lot of people involved, but you know, when you watch a lot of games, you see quarterbacks getting hit from the blind side against blitzes and stuff, but it doesn't happen with Aaron a lot. I guess, can you just kind of take a broader look at why you guys have been so good just protecting the quarterback against blitzes and stuff?
Well, we take a lot of pride, like every offense does, in their protection schemes and the importance of it. I mean, our quarterback is clearly the most important player on our offense. Our offensive philosophy is about making the quarterback successful. It starts with him, and it goes from there. As far as how we do it, you start with the run game, and then you go to the protection scheme. So to be multiple with our personnel groupings, we're also a multiple, you know, protection scheme. We spend a lot of time on our protections and our blitz pickups. We have an excellent training ground. Going through the OTAs and training camp when you work against our defense, you know, with the Dom Capers scheme. So we're just fortunate that we have a lot of training that goes into it, and I think it shows up on Sundays.
Mike, what's the very first memory you have?
The Steelers. How much did you learn from that game? What did you learn specifically from that game that you could apply to this particular football game?
Well, having a chance to go back and looking at the Steelers game last year, you know, the first thing you always look at is the personnel. I mean, there's people that played in that game that were not playing this game. There's also individuals that didn't play last year that will play. So it is a different year. They're a different team. We're a different team in some ways too. So, but you know, you look at what they've done. They, you know, there's certain things that they do a lot better job on third downer. Statistically, they're tops in the league, top five in most categories. So that in itself will be a challenge for our offense. But you know, it's the whole season. It's the whole work. How they play in the last 5 weeks, and you look for teams that are comparable to yourself. It's, you know, we only have to look across the hall just to prepare for their defense, so that helps us. But, you know, it's like every game. Every game's different. Every path is different, and this will be a different contest.
Mike, what's the very first memory that you have as a child watching, like, a Super Bowl?
First memory. Low-scoring game. I mean, that's when I beat the Vikings. That's my first memory. It was all about watching the Steeler games. That's a part of, you know, the fiber of growing up in Pittsburgh. It's the same thing in Wisconsin. It's very, very similar. Yeah, it's all about your home team. And but, you know, I just remember the reaction of the town when they won the first Super Bowl. It was incredible, and then having the experience to go through Austin Straubel Airport after the NFC Championship game, to experience that personally, it was very special. So a lot of positive memories from the 70s.
Would you watch those in your family's living room, or where would you be?
Goodness. Watch them at home, or, you know, we watched a lot of them down at my father's bar, because, you know, Sundays was a day where we would work and clean the bar. He didn't have the Sunday license, so we were closed on Sundays.
How many Super Bowls have you been to?
Zero. First one.
Pittsburgh Station is going to be talking to your parents today about the game and the matchup. What do you think they're going to say about you in this matchup?
I have no idea. I hope they say the good things. I'm just pleased my parents are handling it very well. They're a little overworked. I got a kick out of my father. He said, you know, why do I have to answer the same damn questions over and over? And I said, trust me, I know exactly how you feel. But they're enjoying it.
Mike, have you had a chance to go to Super Bowl as a spectator and just turn it down?
Yes, never had an interest. I had a chance to go out to the Super Bowl in 07 just for a couple of events. I went because I had to go. But my daughter, Alex, she, you know, it was something she'd always wanted to go to. And I says, hey, you know, we're going to go when we play in it. So it's finally here. She's 19. So.
Mike, at what point in your coaching career, is there a point that you can look back and think that you were thinking to yourself, if I get to a Super Bowl, here's how I'm going to do it. Here's the way I'm going to run the week, the 2 weeks, et cetera. When did you start thinking about it?
Well, you know, normal practice in this coaching profession is when you go to the combine, or if you're at the owner's meeting, and, you know, coaches are, when they get together, they talk about football, and you talk about scheduling and things like that, and assistant coaches the same way. So you're always trying to, you know, find out, hey, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? So it's just something that you build over time. You know, it's no different than an assistant coach preparing to be a coordinator. There's things that you learn as an assistant coach that you apply, and you say, hey, when I have my opportunity, this is what I'm going to do. And it's no different when you're a head coach. So it's something that I've built just over time through some of the conversations I've had with other people, other coaches.